as promised today. We're visiting with Drew Nelson, provost of the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here. I like watching Jim push buttons in here. I'm glad he knows how to do that.
Most of the time I remember exactly which ones.
I wouldn't remember.
Well, I tell you what, it's we are a month in to fall semester. What things have been going pretty good, it sounds like.
They have been. We get back into the groove, and one thing I've noticed is that both freshmen and sophomores, but especially the incoming freshmen this year, I think have shaken off some of the effects of going to school with COVID. They seem very intent on being around people and comfortable with people and are a little less edgy. And that's wonderful to get back to because
that's a big thing to overcome.
It was a big thing to overcome that I know the ones who lost their senior year and came a couple years ago were, it took them a while to get used to socializing. And then the ones we had that year, we shut everything down and didn't have classes face to face and didn't want them hanging around each other.
For all intents and purposes, basically back to our pre-pandemic.
It feels like it.
As far as the activities, the
different things. It feels like it as everybody's getting COVID.
Well, there's that, too.
There's that. I know, but we aren't as... The fact that we most people have been vaccinated and tested and everything is a little bit different than we had. I need to remind myself that in 2020, in the spring, we didn't even have tests.
Oh, yeah.
We were just absolutely flying blind. So it's good to see them coming in and like regular freshmen ought to be.
Numbers look pretty good.
Yeah, we're about the same as we were a couple of years ago. I think we're down from last year, but some of this, when I'm looking at different reports, one of them looks at all of our students, not just the ones on campus, but the ones that are in, quote, our classes, unquote. And those are, I can't do air quotes on the air.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
You can try.
I have to say it. So, those online classes that we teach or may not even have one of our teachers teaching it, but it counts as ours. We've had fewer and fewer of those over the years, which is fine. It's not real enrollment. I saw the other day, though, that our enrollment on campus is about the same as it was last year of actual bodies on campus, and there's 720 now within a few. We don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. Some days it's busier than others. But I'll tell you, Boone County, that that's down from about 1,000 before the pandemic. And I know that those of you who go a little further back, if you looked at 2012 after the recession, that the numbers were a lot higher back then. Mm-hmm. And certainly before online took over in 1999, I'm sure that campus probably had 1,500 students attending regularly.
Now, well, it was there. You went to class.
There wasn't a choice. So I'd like to get us back up to about 900 to 1,000 coming on campus, and that's going to take a few years to do and work the programming out. But I'm confident that the way that we're recruiting right now and the programming we're talking about, we should be able to start bouncing back a little bit with some full-time students.
Yeah. How much of a challenge, because when we've talked about this in the past, too, the dual enrollment.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That has got to have an impact on it, too.
It does. If you're a university, it's fine. They come in and they start their second year. With us, they skip us. By and large, if they come out with 30 or 40 hours of dual credit in the high school, they don't necessarily come to us. They may go to a DMAC campus part-time or finish off their last year, but they aren't going to do the full college experience if they're already sophomores. So that is a challenge. And at the same time, we love dual credit. I mean, we're working hard with Boone High School. I know that we've got Nancy Woods teaching some students in physics right now on campus because Boone needed some advanced science.
We need some science.
And I know that if she gets her hooks into them, it's very likely that they're going to come and work with us in the next few years and go do internships at NASA and things like that.
That's one of the big upsides that if we've talked about, about her expertise. Well, actually, a lot of the faculty, their expertise in if you get there, if they can get you there, man, the opportunities are pretty amazing, and scholarships are
and
very
scholarships.
Amazing.
Yeah, the Phi Theta Kappa, we have more Coca-Cola scholars going every year to Iowa State. That's just a regular thing. I don't want to take it for granted, but I sure like it. And then our honors program. Boone is one of the most, it's probably the most active campus by by a percentage of students participating in honors. And I have faculty who want to do that. They really get a charge out of working with a student on an independent research project. And again, that's good because those honors classes transfer. You can automatically get admitted into an honors program at some schools with the DMAC honors designation. So we really want to think about the academics when they get here. And I know that I told Jim this before the show. Yeah. Coach Liguori's got parents and students writing him, and the first thing they say is, I'm a 3.7 or I'm a 3.8 GPA. Because they know that coming here is great to play softball for a great program, but it's even better when you get some academic chops and can make choices. Zoe Wright was a student that we had on softball who came from Pekin. Tiny, tiny graduating class. She was a valedictorian, so she got a valedictorian scholarship. She went to Arizona State from DMAC, got out, and now she is marketing director for the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, she's only about 23 years old or 24 maybe, and she started her college career here and just rocked it. And it's not uncommon that we've got that. Dana Dunbar is another softball player who's now at a university, I think Wright State maybe. I don't remember which university it was, but she's their compliance director for sports. And she's not that old. I'm amazed at what people do before they're 25 years old, because I was not ready yet.
Well, and that's one of the things, again, we've talked about. That's what we get here on the Boone campus.
Right.
We get that kind of well-rounded education to get you started. And we've always been fortunate. We talk about the athletes, but you mentioned the Phi Theta Kappa.
Right.
Just students, the demand.
Yes.
From 4-year institutions to get those students.
Phi Theta Kappa is a big deal, and completing is a big deal for 4-year schools, where they want students that they don't have to worry about quite so much. As far as they worry about retention too, like we do. And unfortunately, if you're at a 4-year school, that's very expensive when you lose a student. With us, it's expensive. It's much easier and cheaper to keep a student than recruit another one. But it's multiply that by 3 or 4 if you're at a 4-year school. To go away, and I guess I'd say that to parents as they're thinking, if you've got juniors and seniors this year, when you're thinking about what you might do, really look at if going away to school is the right thing for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've got housing, and we take care of them really well there with housing, and we have a number of non-athletes in housing. But sending them away to another town, and sending them away at 18 and expecting or hoping that they're going to be able to make the adjustment, there's nothing wrong with them staying home for a couple of years and rocking it academically and having some choices when they get done and being more ready. Because we do get students here, and I used to in Texas, who would go away to school and they would make it through their first semester and come back with their tails between their legs or not.
Yeah. Well,
or just again, confused.
Some adapt to it much better than others. And your proximity to Iowa State also has a challenge as well.
Challenge and big advantages too, because we still have programs where they can take Iowa State classes with us or for our tuition. And we do that housing. If people want to live over there and go to DMAC, I should put it that way, they can do that if they're ready for the social aspects of that.
Sure.
And certainly our program down at Urban with UNI is very successful, and we've started seeing students. The numbers there are great, where you can live in, if you live down there already, you can go to UNI and get your degree, and they're very tight with DMAC. So we're working on those things all the time. Having Iowa State down the road, our superintendent used to say that. When I heard Brad used to say this, that you could go from pre-K all the way through a graduate degree and not leave town, not leave your hometown, which for some people is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, we got this going, but in the meantime, you're already looking at spring.
We are looking at spring. We're putting our schedule together. We're not ready to register students. We'll get that in this week. This year, we really made an effort to make sure that our schedule was student-centered. We always try, and we usually run out of time. And this year, I was able to send the second draft over to our advisors, and Shelby Hildreth and Josh Kovarik and Blake and Blake Sandquist and Danielle Lopez, and they were running simulations through there. They take actual students, look at what they needed, and run a simulation to see if the schedule would work with them. And we're hopeful that there were just a few little tweaks we were doing where this sociology class would be better here, or we don't have this on this day, maybe we need to move it. So we're very hopeful that this spring we'll have a schedule that truly is student-centered and suits their needs. I would like to see us be able to get a night program back, but I don't see the demand up here for it yet. I know that when I got here, it was there were probably six times as many classes as we've got now, and in the past, the parking lot was full at night.
Yeah.
And I think online's really hosed that.
So yeah, they find other ways adapt. I mean, adapt and get what you need.
Like a $15 an hour job.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're working at night, I understand. If that's how you pay the bills, then do it and take classes online. But sure wish we could get those parking lots filled again at night.
We keep going for it.
Yeah.
We do. Let's talk a little bit about some of the, well, you know, we talk about the activities. I said, oh, all of a sudden, whoa, where did all this cross country? We talked about what's going on. But I think you mentioned it, you know, parents of softball players made contact. Have a 3.7, a 3.8, interested in your program, you know, what can we do? And we've been fortunate to get good students.
Good students and good coaches. I mean, it really starts with the coaching. And the amount and the work that they do recruiting to get a full roster is astonishing to me, how much time they spend on the road. It's a tough job. It's also easier when you get really good and they're calling you. Then it is a little bit easier. And I know that baseball has had guys come down from Minnesota who've heard about us or who knew someone who played here. And they do a little tryout, and they may or may not be good enough to play for us. But they're coming, and we don't always have to go get them. And certainly that's true in softball and now basketball, too, both men's and women's. We're starting to have people call us and show up. All of the teams look really good this fall, and I guess my hope is that we've got 9 athletic teams, if men's and women's. I would like to see 5 of them finish at the end of the year when they are done with their season ranked in the top 20 nationally, and I think we can do it this year.
The challenge is your conference isn't getting...
The conference is hard, I know.
Well, it's probably one of the better ones, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it does, it attracts. Success attracts.
So last year, men's golf, Kirkwood won the national tournament, and they're probably the first cold weather team to do it, and we were about 5th. And to have 2 teams out of 1 conference is not unheard of, but it's unusual when it's in Iowa, in golf, where you just don't get to play that much. Of course, you know, Fairway Fieldhouse took care of that to some degree. They're practicing all winter. In men's basketball, certainly, there were years where we had 3 teams in the top 10. And our schedule was so brutal that we were ready for the national tournament when we won it. Certainly that's true in volleyball, too. We've got some good, I mean, Central's always good. Kirkwood's always good. And this year we're really good.
So competition level, it's there.
It is there, but softball played and baseball, they've been scrimmaging teams, including 4-year schools. Softball's beating them this fall. I mean, really, really excited about this team because of how advanced they are with their fielding and pitching at this point. Mm. Hitting's there too, but man, I watched an inter-squad scrimmage the other day, and I'm worried about our status. I think that we have professionals out there.
They're getting there.
Eddie Feener's kid or granddaughter might be out there. It was shocking how locked in they are in September.
Well. This is just the fall season.
I know, they're not playing for reals yet.
They'll get there. I did see a lot of basketball players went off and helped Habitat.
They did. We have Coach Sandquist has been not resting about getting guys in and keeping them. And I am, like I said at the beginning, I'm amazed at the difference in just the it's not the attitude, but just the look of students coming in and how much more comfortable they are talking face-to-face. And that's certainly our men's basketball team and our women's team, too. But I've been glad to see the men get out and do the Puffer Billy Parade and now Habitat. That's really great to see them out in the community. We will be starting. So I shout out to the Boone Bulls. Their football team for Special Olympics will be playing on the 29th. But I've been approached again by athletes who want to work out and practice, hold practice for the Bulls basketball team as well. And, you know, the men will be out reading in the elementary schools. And I want people to know that if you've got something that you need, an event, if you let us know in advance, we may be able to send a few student mm-hmm. athletes out in their uniforms. And especially with kids, we want to role model for them. We want the kids to be like the ones we've got now. Mm-hmm. Your kids to be the ones yeah. we've got now. It's great.
We saw some of that during the summer camps.
Oh, yes. I mean, our summer camps are full. We're pulling 1,000 people a year into summer camps, which is great for us. It's revenue for the sports because it's expensive to run these sports, and that helps out some. But it's great to have them on campus right. in the summer when it's usually really dead. And role modeling and revenue for the city of Boone because they're going to eat somewhere.
Sure. One thing I do know, DMAC, involved with the workforce development efforts.
Yep.
And again, we recently had a meeting, I know, that was mm-hmm. held there to kind of, where are we going? What are we doing? What's available? That I think it was a matter of opening up some communication with different groups.
Yes, it was. So that's, we've had a great deal of help from the Boone Chamber and from the Boone Convention Visitors Bureau and from the Ames Chamber. Mm-hmm. They've been great. And so we've really worked with these groups to find out what local needs there are. And that's from the perspective of how do we want our young people trained up and what jobs are there right now that we need training for? And we're trying to be as responsive as we can. I know people are screaming for welding. I hear it all the time. And unfortunately, right now, we don't have the money to build a lab and find an instructor. It's very, the logistics of that are a little troubling. But DMAC is going through a facilities master plan process. We've built a lot, and obviously we love our field house, and it was desperately needed, and we've proven that. But DMAC as a whole is going to look at what it's going to do for about the next 10 years. So later mm-hmm. today, I'll be going down and advocating strongly for space and facilities so that we can do more workforce training locally. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the architecture program over in Ames that moved up. I'm hoping that if they move programs off the Ankeny campus, that maybe we might get a shot at one or two of those. I would love, we have EMT running this spring. That's a great program for that we do for dual credit and career advantage. I would like to get another one up here, maybe fire science or something like that. That would be, maybe it's full down at Ankeny and they mm-hmm. can expand up here. Ankeny's going to has old buildings, and they're going to have to do some moving around down there.
Sure.
I'd love it if we could find a way to work up here.
I know they were looking at potentially, one of the topics I had heard was, is there room for another criminal justice?
Oh, yeah. Know, oh, we'd like love that. To have that up here. We have a great dual credit criminal justice over at the Career Academy in Hunziker, and that's usually full. But between CNA and if we could do law enforcement of some sort, and we've got some EMS going, I think that service for those sort of heroic careers is something that a lot of students are ambitious about when they come out of high school or when they're in high school. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I will lobby strongly for more career programming up here.
Just keep plugging away at
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, and I remember when we did civil engineering tech and, you know, the efforts to put mm-hmm. that in. And what that is now is just, yeah, it is almost all online because it's just, the demand for the people are so
we had
so
to find
high.
A different audience for that because the 18 and 19 year olds were struggling with
sure.
the math and showing up, and that meanwhile the incumbents who wanted to get a degree so they could advance didn't have an option because they have to work during the day.
Yeah.
And so we responded appropriately. I still wish there was a way to convince the 40% of Iowans who graduate from high school and don't go to college to go to college or to go into something. I mean, we had the National Guard out this morning meeting and had some discussions. President Denson was on campus today because he is very interested in this stuff. I really wish there was some way to get some of those 40%. And I don't mean college, staying mm-hmm. for 4 years. I mean just some post-secondary training so you can go get a real job.
Yep.
With
the
benefits.
The kind that you
and
like.
You can move out of your parents' house.
Yeah. Yep. But those are, and again, that's what our community college,
right.
we've depended on that, being able to meet that need. So challenge is there.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's there. It's a matter of how we're going to fill that. And it's not just DMAC either.
Oh,
it's
no.
All of them are.
No, it's all of them. And we're approaching an enrollment cliff in 2025. We're going to start seeing fewer 18-year-olds come out in Iowa. Now, the Ankeny's metro area and probably Cedar Rapids will continue to be about steady with those 18-year-olds. But the rest of us outside the metro areas, it's going to be smaller groups. So then you've got to look at retraining adults or getting adults in for the first time and getting some of that 40% in. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful that we can come up with some programming that will appeal to adults who want to charge their lives up a little bit.
Okay. Well, before I run out of time,
yeah,
got to ask how Cafe is doing. Cafe.
So it's Connie Sturtz is working as the manager. We've got Alice Erb, got Becky Ryan. We've got Brenda, whose name last name I can't remember, but she just started last week, so I'm excused. They are doing wonderful work up there. If y'all want to come by in the morning, just come by and get coffee. They are running the grill a lot, too, and they have great hamburgers. I know that people have started coming in for that. And our sales volume is higher than it's been in a long time there. They started out really strong this year, and I'm hoping to maintain that. So realize that Boone, from 7:30 until about 1, if you want to get breakfast or lunch, come on up.
And they, again, that's just that part of it. There's so many other things that are available
absolutely
on campus, too. So
please come out to the games. I mean, we've got volleyball matches coming up. We'd love to see you in the gym.
Well, for that, you might catch an afternoon where maybe they're playing some softball or baseball over there.
Yeah, on a nice day, go out and watch practice.
Yeah, it's there. A lot of fun things going on, and more will be coming up because we're only a month into the fall.
We're only a month in, and it feels insanely busy because it is, and that's okay.
That's a good thing, too. Drew Nelson, Provost of the Boone Campus of Des Moines Area Community College, our guest on our program today. And we do have, again, like I said, a lot of things. All you got to do is stop out to the Boone Campus.
Check stop out to the Boone Campus on, or go to dmac.edu/Boone or go to Facebook and join the dmac-Boone group. We are well over 1,000 people in that group now, and not all of them are fake.
I know. I've seen you.
Yeah.
We don't do shout out for commercial things, but occasionally we'll mention
them if they're good.
Good food.
Yep.
Good food and stuff like that. Thanks so much for joining us.